Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Larry Warren, and I want to thank you for joining us today. All this week, we've been sharing with you messages from our New Jersey Victory campaign. If you've missed any of those broadcasts, or if you would like to see the full services from the New Jersey Victory campaign, please visit our website at kcm.org. All the services and broadcasts are available to watch on demand for free. Now, today, Brother Copeland reminds us that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law so we can live blessed in every area of life. Learn how to maintain the freedom Jesus won for you by speaking words of faith that dominate the law of sin and death.
8th chapter of the book of Romans. Chapter 8, therefore, there is now, say now,
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 now.
Every time you said it, it updated.
Amen.
That's the reason we need to learn how to use the word now, have, and be. There is there now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, who walk after the Word. Listen, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Now listen to this. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. You hear that? They have dominion over the words of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnally minded. What is that? What is carnally? Carnal. Huh? Flesh minded. Carnally. So I can call you meathead. No, I never do that. But I put a little red bracket around that. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, so that they of the flesh cannot please God, but they are of the flesh, but in the Spirit, so that the Spirit of God dwell in you, but the Spirit of Him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also make alive your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. If you live after the flesh, you die. But through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, and you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are called the sons of God. But if you have not received the spirit of the bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. He is our Father.
Yes.
And He's rich.
Yes.
Our Father is rich.
Yes.
His name is rich.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deuteronomy 8:18. For He gives you the power and authority to get wealth.
Amen.
So that He may establish His covenants to the forefathers. Glory to God.
Amen.
And the minute you begin to speak wealth, and the minute you start going after the laws of prosperity, here comes the devil. Oh, you don't want to listen to that bunch. They believe in that prosperity message. Well, wait till you go broke, you'll believe in the prosperity message. David Oyedepo in Lagos, Nigeria. And he speaks very softly. And I might add, he was having several services on Sunday, and the church that's there now seats 54,000. And they were having two services on Sunday, and it got so packed out that they had to build the ark. Well, COVID slowed it down. The ark seats 100,000 with a baptism allowed around it. Praise God. And a skywalk across to the hotel that's around it.
Hallelujah.
And I won't go into all that. But, well, yes, I will. He came to me. And he said, Brother Copeland, I had, he said, healing. He said, you know, we're Africans. It's a covenant. We didn't have any problem with that. But he said, the prosperity. He said, I didn't know what to do with that. And he said, I just couldn't get through. But he said, I read Mama Gloria's book, God's Will for You. And he said, I realized it's a covenant. Oh, he said, we pray and obey. So the first time I met him, he said, now, 2008, he said, now, Brother Copeland, I want to show you some things here. And he said, now, all of this, he said, all of this was $24 million American. And he said, it's paid for. Now, he said, come on, I'll show you the next project. So we got in his car, drove. He said, now, this is the next project, and it's $24 million, and we have the money in the bank. He said, no American, no missionary money. He said, we just believe God. Like what Mama Gloria said. So the first time we flew in there, in the Citation 10, and I heard the customs agent say, I'll take this. And he looked in there, and he said, Mama Gloria. And he fell in there and fell in her lap. Papa Copeland. And he fell and began to weep in our laps. And so on one trip, we started to leave. They may have a picture of it. I don't know. And started to get in the Citation. There it is. Started to get in. We were flying out. And so the young man on the far end down there, they all worked out on the ramp there at Lagos at the big airport. And he just ran up there and fell on his knees and did this like he's doing there now. Then the next one followed him. And then the other three followed him, them, and said, pray. So I got my oil bottle and anointed them with the oil of gladness. Yes. Gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Yes. And they got up weeping. Now you wonder why we have airplanes. Yes. You can't do that on an airliner.
No.
So these are the things that brought life and power. We went back, went over to the bishop's hometown in his helicopter. And he said, now, Brother Kenneth, this is where I was raised. And he said, I want you to notice the fields out here. He said, we're teaching these young men and women how to farm. And he said, we have our university. It's patterned and accredited through Oral Roberts University. I went to the science lab and went to all of that. And these young men and women standing there smiling, and all of them right there in Lagos, Nigeria. And it is now called Canaan Land. Canaan Land. So what a Spirit of God, what a thrill. That Gloria Jean and Kenneth Copeland learned early on that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Amen.
We went to preach one place. We'll give you an insight. And the pastor said, Miss Gloria, when go out, or just I'd like for you to just greet the people. She said, I don't do that. She was just so timid and so shy. So he came on out. He said, Sister Gloria, would you come up and greet the people? She stood up and said, I told you I don't do that. And she sat down and she said, Kelly, I just felt like a dog. I said, well, Gloria, you know, what? So we were at the prayer cabin. And after a good while, and Kelly and John were already asleep. I was asleep. She got up and was washing her hair early. And she heard the word of the Lord. I want my people well. I want you just to add a service. And you just tell people what you know and what you've learned about keeping your children and your family well. And so she, I woke up. She said, what do you think about that? And I said, well, Gloria, you know, she said, Kenneth, I can do this. And I think I better, because I heard the Lord say it. I said, I think you better too. So she did. And she said, well, she did it for a year. She said, well, that's enough. Only time I ever spoke by the word of the Lord to her in Milan. And I said, Gloria, the Lord wants this healing school to go on until he comes. She said, okay. Oh, she didn't want to do that. She did it for 40 years. And most of you know that the terrible car wreck we had, and it was a traumatic brain injury, and she just stopped. But I want to tell you something now. She's back. Laurie Upham Graves, and her parents pastored EMIC before George did. And so Lori is a trainer, and she works with her, and a couple of fine other young women work with her. And I called her just before service tonight and let her know we had a great healing school today. And so it's this is the bottom line of all of this. God wants his people well. Yes. And the word of the living God will take care of that. Yes. So, Deuteronomy 30, 15 and 20. Let's turn over there. Deuteronomy 27. Verse 9. Moses and the priest and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day. You are become the people of the Lord your God. You shall therefore obey the voice of the Lord your God and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people and that come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. These shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. Now, do we have the pictures of those mountains, please? All right, there they are. Look how bald that one on the right is. See the alkaline places there? That's Shechem in the middle. And the Blessing Mountain. See the difference in it? One of them's green and one of them's all bald. Now wrap your mind around this. There's a million people on this one and a million people on that one. so they can certainly be heard across that valley. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. And the Levites speak and say, Israel, with a loud voice, cursed be the man that makes any graven or molten image, an abomination unto the Lord, to work on the hands of the craftsman and put it forth. Cursed shall be the perverts of judgment. Now let's go on down to the 28th. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set you above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And Gloria poured it out, hearken. Hearken. Okay, I'm listening. Blessed. Say blessed.
Blessed.
Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground. Blessed shall be the fruit of your cattle, the increase of thy kine. Not kind, kine, K-I-N-E. Now, these are farm people. Blessed shall be your cattle, but your kine, your implements. Well, read Elijah and Elisha, and you'll see what that was. You remember? What was Elisha doing? He was what?
Plowing
with oxen. They were his kine. Plowing with oxen. Our kine today are the airplanes. That was our kine, our implements. And I learned that from Brother Roberts, and Brother DeWeese said, now, everybody called him Reverend Rev. Of course, I didn't. He said, now, Kenneth, this airplane is a Rev's sanctuary. Because he said, we go into the airports and so forth. People want to come up and want him to lay hands on them in the boarding area. So we had to have this airplane. That was his kine, K-I-N-E. So just so that you understand that. Blessed shall be in your basket and store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. And they that come out you one way shall flee before you seven. The Lord, now listen, the Lord, Jehovah, shall command the blessing upon thee in your storehouses and in all you set your hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as sworn unto thee, if you shall keep his commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord and be afraid of you. The Lord will make you the head. Listen. The Lord will open his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain upon the land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand, and you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you'll hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God that I command thee this day to observe them and to do. And if you will not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or the left. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and store. Cursed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land. Cursed shall be your kine and the flocks of your sheep. So all of your farm animals will be cursed. You'll be smitten with consumption, with fever, inflammation, extreme burning, with a blasting mildew in the heaven. Now, back in the day, John and Kelly were small. We lived 1304 Florentine Drive. Little project house. And I said, we're going to take our flu shot. John's eyes got big. So I turned there and I said, all right, now kids, now look at this. There's consumption, flu, the fever, and over there, under the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. So Christ redeemed us from the flu and from the burning and all of this, and be smitten and all that. And we just went back and forth. I suggest you do the same. Go over here and go over here. Go over here and go over here. Go over here and go over here. And came in then from school one day. And Kelly said, Daddy, I've had the symptoms of the flu all day. And it just came out of me. I said, Kelly, you are not the sick trying to get healed. You are the healed, and the devil's trying to take your health away from you. She said, yes. So she went in her room and she came out. Now she said, I had the symptoms of the flu all day. So she went in her room, and by the time she called out for to come eat supper, no more symptoms.
Praise God.
So that's the way John and Kelly were raised. Learned early on that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
We put our brains to work, creativity to work, our hands to work, equipment to work, and tools to work, trusting in the ability of each component to engage and get the job done. Are you putting your faith to work? As believers, we have access to everything God has, because faith in God, activated by the Word, will work. With Kenneth Copeland's MP3 teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, you'll learn exactly that. Through 6 dynamic messages, you'll learn how to make the decision to believe, how to develop your faith, and then how to use it on purpose every day. Download these messages and grow your faith wherever you go. Faith isn't meant to sit idle. It's a living, creative force designed to change circumstances, overcome obstacles, and connect you to everything God has promised. Don't let your faith sit on the sidelines. Use your faith like a mechanic uses a tool, and begin a life of faith that works for you. You have the faith of God dwelling inside you, and your faith will work for you just like it does for Him. Download your copy of Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, How to Put Your Faith to Work, free on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This offer is good for 60 days. Learn from God's Word how faith works and start receiving His promises in your life. For more information about this free offer, please contact your regional office. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's Word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
All throughout the Bible, we can see that prosperity is God's will for you. When He created mankind, His first words to them empowered them to prosper in all the work of their hands. When He led the children of Israel out of Egypt, He led them to a land filled with abundance, with crops they didn't plant and houses they didn't build. God's will has not changed. He is still a good God, and He desires to lead you into His goodness so that not only are you blessed, but you can be a blessing to others. And that is what Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have faithfully taught since 1967. Part of the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to teach the body of Christ the biblical principles that govern prosperity. And for nearly 60 years, they have proven to believers around the world that prosperity in every area of life is surely God's will. And the true purpose for prosperity is to bless others and be a witness to the world of God's goodness. Partners and friends, I want to thank you for joining us in this mission. Every financial seed you sow enables us to minister the truth of God's Word through every available voice like the BVLV magazine, social media, live events, TV broadcasts, KCM products, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, our KCM outreach teams, and so much more. And because of your partnership, together, we're reaching millions around the world, showing them the love of Jesus and how to live in victory through the power of God's Word. Now, before we go, I want to bless your offering. Father, you said to Abraham that in you and your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. We are the seed of Abraham, and we receive the blessing that makes us rich with no sorrow added. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.